Chairperson, honorable members, itself, how many more members do need to serve quorum, Chairperson?
In terms of the quorum, we need 6 members from the National Assembly and 5 provinces from the National Council of Provinces. That would then make us to adopt this report. We've got at least now 2 provinces seated here and 2 members of the National Assembly. Perhaps for the report, we've got the apology of Honorable Kenye, Honorable Ramadagal, Honorable Manopole, and Honorable from the EPT, from the NDA. Gumla. Can I be guided? Honorable member.
Thank you, Chairperson. Look, it's unfortunate that the members who are not present are not present. Procedurally, I don't think we have any choice. We cannot adopt this report if we do not have a quorum. We can discuss it. No harm in having a discussion. I would welcome a discussion, but I don't think that it's going to be acceptable to the House to have a report adopted when it does not follow the procedure. So far as whether we should recall members for a further meeting, I don't see any alternative to that. Otherwise, the committee will lapse. And that committee of this nature will not go down well in the public eye. It will be seen as being a delinquency on the part of the committee and House, quite honestly, on a matter of national importance. And I think that it will be a very bleak day for this committee and Parliament generally if the committee lapses. So how that results in a course of action, I'm not quite sure, but presumably it means going back to the House and requesting a further extension, seeing as the 30th of September is next week.
Honourable Mabuye.
Chairperson, honourable members, I agree with the last speaker today, and would particularly want to emphasise 2 issues. The one is that we could have a conversation, and the second is the importance of us not being able to adopt the report, not being covered. With that, Chairperson, I think that we also need to ask why the Chairperson, co-Chairperson, is not here. You've given us apologies, but not for co-Chairperson. If our leaders are not serious, then we can't expect the members to be serious about participating in the committees. We have no choice now but to look at the possibility of convening during the Constitution. Thank you, Chairperson.
Maybe on my part, Honorable Magui, is to indicate that the co-chair has indicated to the officials that she will be only arriving in town around 4 o'clock. She gave her apology to the officials, though it was not recorded here. Perhaps it is an oversight on my behalf. However, I'm not sure. The suggestion was that looking into the fact that honorable members would be going on recess as from next week and would be coming after the extension that was granted by Parliament. A proposal is that we should ask for an extension. I'm not sure, because it's not taken that now. what is the proposal. Because if in a proposal, is there anything that corrupts the proposal?
As a matter of procedure, I just wanted to establish what, I mean, if the committee is able to convene during the constituency period by a due date, then we don't need to ask for an extension. But if we can't meet, then we need to apply for an extension. For the second time or third time. I'm just asking, have we not applied for an extension before?
Honorable Swan, we have been granted an extension to the 30th of September. It was the first extension that we requested. I am, however, mindful of the fact that we are in a tight corner. Parliament has mandated us as two houses of the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces to carry out this duty. And I'm very disappointed that honorable members, for some time, are not showing up to deliver and to be accepted to serve in this committee. If the proposal is that there are two issues now at hand, that during research we look into the possibility of recruiting members to come to Parliament for purposes of adopting this report before the process. Two, that if it is not possible during research, that we request Parliament to further extend, because it is important. We have done quite a number of ways, and it was very fruitful. And based on the two suggestions, I think it's taking us some. Thank you, Great Honor.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to appeal to all of us, because why I'm quiet in the discussion, I'm asking myself, what is the guarantee for those members who are here that they can honor to be here during their research? And those members are NDNA currently, but they're on the override. Why don't you persuade a last extension just 2 days after we've come from the research we request today, so that we consolidate and make all the preparations? It's my request.
I take it as a second up to the suggestion that was given me by the honorable member. Is there any opposing view? Honorable Makwe.
Thank you, Chair. Not necessarily opposing, but if you will allow me, Chair. I'm just worried about the process. That can we, in terms of procedure, retrospectively, because there's no way we're going to get either NA or the MCOP to consider our request before the end of this month. So if it's procedurally fine, I think that we basically sitting in a situation where we have no choice, but then we need to make sure that we are procedural. Okay.
I'd like to align myself with the honourable member. It's going to be procedural so that we don't lose face a second time.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I agree with that. I also just want to make another comment. If we are going to have a discussion around the contents of the report now, fine. I can make that comment later. But if we're not, then I'd like to make a comment now. Is it your intention that we discuss the report today, or is it your intention that we wait until we read the...
If I want to say my view on that, I think it will not be proper in the manner that the constituted at the moment even to consider the content of the report. Because ultimately people have got to understand making truth into the report.
Chair, I'm happy with that, but if I may make a suggestion, not on the contents of the report, but on the structure of the report, that I believe my colleague, Honourable Matar, and I have discussed this between ourselves. We believe that there is something important missing in the report, which is it doesn't have a set of findings. In other words, it goes straight from a description of the oversight visits into recommendations, without there being any analysis or discussion around what the committee believes actually we saw, which is normally what you find in a committee report under findings. And I would ask that the Secretariat, in a redraft of the report that's submitted, does a draft of those findings, which we can then discuss and debate at the reconvened meeting before we adopt it as a committee.
I see all the members noting that if an agreement with a person, I think officials are taking note of it. If there is any other issue that you would want based on the report without discussing it.
Thank you, Jefferson. my concern was with the way generally the report is formatted. I mean, this is meant to be a report from Parliament. And I think that there's lots of room for improvement in the format. It doesn't flow, and the headings are not very helpful. I'm not saying the headings that are here are not good. We need to have maybe a request or proposition to look at somebody with the journalistic skills so that they can put it together in such a way that it reads easier. For example, John, there are sections in the report where we say we had a meeting with the Premier of Hotel, which was not the Premier. But then immediately following that, there is a paragraph that tells us what is happening in other parts. It doesn't say that the presenter alluded to that or anything like that. So you don't know. Is this just a statement of fact, or is it something that we have heard? We cannot change what we have heard, but if we look at our findings, then obviously we can deal with what it is that we found. But I just think that because of the seriousness of this problem, particularly against the backdrop of our reposition on the African continent, I would like it to see to be the type of report that we can all identify and be proud of. And that's not the case now.
Honourable members, can I read from the chair that we have identified the rules, begin to address issues based on the report, and have a discussion. My other ruling that we should not discuss is now, in a sense, overruled by the fact that there are issues based on the report. Can we open a discussion in terms of guidance, how we would want the report to reflect openly? Thank you.
Thank you, John. I think the colleagues have highlighted the issues that really are critical. One of the things my suggestion, in addition to what one of the members said, is to make sure that there are no what we call ellipses. In other words, there are sections which refer to things that happened previously. There are sections that refer to what we as the ATO committee. There should be a very clear distinction. That's where the kind of flow refers to. So that we know this is what the ATO committee that came from a previous report. So that there's a clear distinction of what we do. Other than that, I think it should be this.
Honorable
Lani,
Honorable Matthew, can you please switch off your hands?
For sure.
Yes, sir. Chairperson, I'm not very okay with the summit which is used for parliamentary reports. However, I do take note of the fact that there are paragraphs. The paragraphs are numbered. But if I wanted to refer to a specific page, I don't see the
numbering of the pages. I don't know if paragraphs and the numbering of the paragraphs is important to the extent that we can leave out page number. There are no page number.
Can I request the officials that perhaps based on what honorable members are contributing towards the report, that you do, you go and do a thorough job and you put into a report what honorable members have alluded to. And that honorable members, in due respect, that we give feedback equally to the officials in terms of the report that it has been presented to us. So that the product that we are going to get is a product with your input, is a product that is all inclusive with your views. So that when we come to the next meeting, we are all, it's all embracing and has all the actors that we have alluded to. Is that correct, honorable members? Honorable members?
Thank you, absolutely correct. Just in terms of that, with regards to page 19, the numbering of the pages, in what I would call page 15 for this price, there's a reference to Nyaupe. It's misspelled. That's a very important thing. We've got to make sure that the spell is right. It's spelled as Nyaupe. It's supposed to be Nyaupe. It's N-Y-A-O-P-E, Nyaupe. That's a critical thing. Just for. And in reference to that, would the officer do some steps and stuff like that?
A very important honorable member. Is there any other input, honorable members? Honorable?
Chair, I'm not necessarily going to go into the content in detail, but I concur. That is not only spell check, but I know we have a problem with South Africans when we use the word alleged. Then we will allege that someone was killed. Someone is either dead or alive. Really, the person was killed. Okay, alleged would be to protect oneself legally and things like that. But it's those type of things, Chair, that with your permission, I would be prepared tomorrow to send an hour and give feedback on those things that I saw in the report. For example, it's more things like saying, we refer to departments of government and then we refer to small business. There's no such thing as small business. It's a small business department or the Department of Small Business Development. That's the correct terminology. Now, we as parliamentarians don't name our institutions of government properly. Therefore, I'm saying let's not go into it now. However, I think just in terms of my earlier comment, I would want to make a proposal that what we could do is for every paragraph we give a number. Then also when we later on refer to the document, you know the way that lawyers do. It just makes it much easier to read the document when that reference is done properly. And anyone looking at the document can then also then immediately pick up, okay, here's a new thought that's beginning here. So we could easily rework the numbering completely. My final comment on it would just be to say, Chair, that it's going to be important that we maybe ask ourselves, do we want this empty document? Because what is happening here is that scribes have been very good in terms of giving us all the detail of what we've gone through. But do we want that? We have to maybe help the scribes to say that no. Give us a shorter report. Where when we went to GNAS, we don't have to go into every detail of what happened in that conversation. Take a sentence and make it three lines in a paragraph. Then the report becomes also easier to read and it becomes a shorter report.
Honorable man,
I could not agree more. Excuse me, Buddha said, and as a port and bonder.
I agree and disagree, Chair. I think that it's important that there was a record of the oversight business. But maybe what we should do is we should have an introduction, a background, the findings, recommendations, and have the rest of it as appendices, so that the appendices essentially become the record from which we drew our conclusions.
Other honourable member would want to make a contribution. Coming from the suggestion.
No, I'd like to second what the last proposal is to say that we maybe if we remove a lot of teachers, it's going to become sufficient to the people. Very difficult to understand. So rather, it has attached as an appendix.
It is very clear, honourable members, that the main ministry report is drafted on it. We would not, even if we had formed a panel, we would have had difficulties to adopt it. That's before that is. Can I appeal to the officials that with what honourable members have proposed, that we go back, redraft the report, and send it by, is there any time frame that we can address, so that you are able to go through, make your input, and then we are able to interrogate it through our emails and it be presented to us kind of, so that we don't have this kind of issues. I think what you have proposed, honorable member, takes us away and what is said in terms of how the report should be structured. Adam? Thank you.
Honorable Makwe.
Honorable members, I think the thinking of the committee, the direction that we want to take, I'm expecting of the officials, as they bring the report to us, it should be a report based on what we have said and what we have committed. It should be a true reflection of this meeting, because the transition has happened. Can I make a humble appeal that we do that and we present it to members IMRC and for members to give their input and that we present it to co-chair defense so that we have a reflection of the thinking of the members. Honorable members, is there any other member who wants to make a contribution? Having said that, can I take this opportunity to thank you, honorable members, that despite all allegations, you know the difficulty, honorable members, is that from the NCOP side, you have taken all committee chairs and the NCOP at the city. And the NA at the moment, though we have asked for his permission to hold this meeting, quite a number of MPs are not here. I am not saying and legitimizing the fact that it is not for me, and the fighting aspect that really contributes to the figure of a quorum. Having said that, officials, may I thank you? Everybody who has made it.